Bank.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Slight chance for scattered showers today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 46, northwest winds 20 to 25 miles per hour. Chance for mixed precipitation tonight, lows around 28, cloudy. Sunny skies and calm tomorrow, chance for snow. Daytime highs approaching 51. A dusting of snow tonight. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. A bipartisan group of senators rolling out an updated piece of legislation they hope will solve price discovery issues for beef producers. But the new legislation includes language that has already elicited opposition from some of the nation's leading farm groups. Senator Deb Fischer of Nebraska, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, John Tester of Montana, and Ron Wyden of Oregon released the updated version of the Cattle Price Discovery and Transparency Act yesterday, tweaking a bill first introduced in November following consultation with USDA officials and others on Capitol Hill. The legislation maintains the calls for mandated region cash trade requirements, but how the bill goes about defining a region might be the biggest change of the legislation. Under the prior bill introduced last year, USDA was set trading requirements in a 5 established region recognized by USDA's Ag Marketing Service. The new legislation calls on USDA to conduct a rulemaking to determine the 5 to 7 regions covering the continental U.S. that has reasonably reflected similar Fed cattle purchases. A title-by-title summary of the bill says the regions will need to achieve regional minimums, all set through USDA rulemaking via approved pricing mechanism that would include fed cattle purchases through negotiated cash, negotiated grid, in the stockyards, and throughout the trading systems where multiple buyers and sellers can make and accept bids. The Supreme Court has agreed to hear the case brought on by the National Pork Producers and Farm Bureau against California Prop 12. That law bans the sale of pork from hogs born to sows that weren't raised according to the state's arbitrary production standards. Pork Producer President Terry Walters said they're extremely pleased the Supreme Court will consider the constitutionality of Prop 12. The pork producers have waged a legal battle against the ballot initiative since it was approved in November of 2018, arguing at the U.S. District Court appellate the court levels that Prop 12 violates the Constitution's Commerce Clause, which grants Congress the power to regulate trade among the states. That is an Ag Business Update. From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. A Garden City man was arrested early Tuesday morning in Salina after a search allegedly revealed him to be in the possession of counterfeit money. A Saline County Sheriff's deputy was driving in the 200 block of North College Avenue in Salina when he noticed a 2004 Ford Expedition driving suspiciously and erratically. The deputy became more suspicious when he pulled the SUV over and began talking with the driver. The driver originally gave the deputy a false name and date of birth. However, he was later identified as Sylvester Mitchell Jr., 28, of Garden City. Mitchell was taken into custody, and as he was being searched, the deputy allegedly located 10 counterfeit $100 bills in Mitchell's wallet. Early this morning, police were responding to an incident in central Topeka. Officers had crime scene tape across the 1400 block of Southwest Byron. Initial reports indicated officers were called to the scene around 4:45 this morning in connection with an assault. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales.
You've been running all around, but you still haven't found the kind of deal that you're looking for. Come on down and see us, and we're going to show you how we can save you so much more. We make it easy. We make it easy.
If you're looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer, well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Viola. Yeah, we make it easy.
A man wanted for murder in Kansas attempted to enter the United States from Mexico by driving his pickup over the mostly dry Rio Grande before becoming stuck. U.S. Border Patrol agents encountered him walking along the south side of the border barrier in south central El Paso, U.S. Customs and Border Protection said. The man declared that he was a U.S. citizen before stating that he had attempted to enter the U.S. from Mexico by driving his truck across the Rio Grande. Agents took the man into custody on suspicion of entering the country illegally. After checking his records, border agents determined that he had an extensive criminal past and had an active warrant for murder out of Wichita. The man is now awaiting extradition to Wichita. Republican legislators in Kansas are trying to prevent cities and counties from banning, limiting, or even taxing plastic bags, straws, and food containers. A bill prohibiting such local bans cleared the GOP-controlled legislature on Monday and is headed toward Democratic Governor Laura Kelly's desk. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network News.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you. Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts has vetoed a bill that would force the state to apply for $120 million in federal pandemic rental assistance. The Republican governor argued that Nebraska is no longer in a declared state of emergency due to the pandemic and said the extra money would amount to a subsidy that would make recipients reliant on the government. Ricketts also says the state still has nearly $30 million in unused rental assistance money from an earlier round of federal aid. Supporters have said they'll attempt to override the governor's veto, which would require support from 30 state lawmakers. Four people from Wisconsin are facing charges after a traffic stop in central Nebraska. The Kearney Police Department says officers stopped a car on I-80 on Monday afternoon for following too closely. A search turned up several duffel bags containing 64 pounds of marijuana and THC products. I'm Trey Stahl, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Has this crazy car market driven you mad? Midwest Kia is here to help during our Mega March sales event. We're out to sell 100 new Kias, and all at our absolute lowest prices. Yes, Midwest Kia now has the inventory to sell 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. And we're doing it with new car inventory arriving daily, exceptional value, transparent pricing, and, as always, with Kia's market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Reserve one in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. This March, let Midwest Kia help you navigate the market madness with a better way to buy. It's all part of selling 100 new Kias during our Mega March sales event. We now have the inventory to say we can do it. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council Monday heard a petition request from Eastside residents requesting dust control on 11th, 12th, and Keystone Roads and consideration of the next five-year road plan. The roads have deteriorated considerably and carry a significant amount of traffic. The matter has come up numerous times under several city council administrations since many of the properties were annexed into the city of Marysville decades ago. Following a lengthy discussion, it was a consensus that the street committee meet with the township, asking the options. Various controls with dust control and maintenance were expressed, and Councilmember Jeff Keating, after reviewing past efforts and five-year plans, asked what the intent of the city was. Recent upgrades along a portion of 11th Road are also seen as an option for 12th Road intersection with US 36 that would update heavily traveled sections adjacent to business entrances at the north end of that road. Complications with joint road maintenance between the city, county, and townships, as well as adjacent farm ground and larger acreage properties that are not likely candidates for annexations, complicate the issues. Approval was given for closure and use of the city park for the Mother's Day Market May 7th and 8th. and multiple street closures downtown for the Big Blue Barbecue June 3rd and 4th were approved. A draft policy for public use of the meeting room at the new fire station was reviewed, with a $50 proposed rental rate and $50 refundable cleaning deposit that was approved. Limitations for various uses were also discussed. Recent camera inspection of storm and sanitary sewer lines revealed a collapse on Carolina between 6th and 7th Streets. Consensus was to contract a private firm for repair. Several other issues were also outlined as lesser priorities. Street Committee was tasked with selecting a design for replacement of trash can receptacles downtown. Council discussed the workload for the city inspector and again revisited conversation regarding a code enforcement position. Mayoral appointments were approved, including John McNish as city prosecutor through 2022 and tree board members through 2024, including Deborah Bell, Sharon Kramer, and Rick Cudney. City Cleanup Week in Marysville will be the week of April 18th. City crews will canvass the community and pick up yard waste set out by the front curb in containers that one person can handle, beginning again Monday, April 18th, and continuing that week. The dump hours are 9 a.m. until dark, now 7 days a week, for disposal of yard waste and brush.
Yes, I think the pandemic has really gotten people to recognize their own needs and recognize the benefits of getting help and getting mental health treatment. And it is a good thing that people are becoming more aware and people are wanting to get informed and people are wanting to get treatment, which I think as a whole, it's making us all just more compassionate towards each other and looking out for each other too.
Wilma J. Cumro, age 95, of Summerfield, passed away Saturday. Funeral Mass Thursday, 11 a.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church in Summerfield. Interment in the church cemetery. No visitation is planned. Rosary at 10:30 Thursday. Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Wilma Cumro.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Parents of and children who will be ages 3 and 4 this coming school year are invited to a preschool preview night at St. Gregory's Catholic School in Marysville, Tuesday and Wednesday, March 29th and 30th, from 6 until 7 p.m. Visit the preschool classroom and learn more about St. Gregory's positive and supportive learning environment, high-quality, faith-based academic education, small student-to-teacher ratio, social and academic free play. Preschool preview night, Tuesday and Wednesday, 6 until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Parents and children are invited.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. As this low-pressure system continues to move further east, many areas can still expect to see some rain and thunderstorms as well as some snow showers. Winds will remain fairly gusty out of the northwest between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 30. Temperatures staying much cooler across the region today, with our highs in the lower 40s and lower 50s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid 40s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the mid 50s and mid 60s throughout Missouri. A chance for some rain and snow throughout Nebraska and Kansas overnight, and continuing throughout early Thursday morning. Tonight, we can expect to see lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s throughout Iowa, the lower 20s and upper 20s throughout Nebraska, the lower 20s and lower 30s throughout Kansas, and the lower to upper 30s throughout Missouri. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late March, 61. Record high on this date, 88. The average low, 36, and the record low, 16. Sunset this evening, 7:48. Sunrise in the morning at 7:15.
Are you risking your health by eating expired foods? It's an in-depth look at what those package dates mean from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 30th, the 89th day of the year. Some musical birthdays of note today include Celine Dion, Tracy Chapman, and Eric Clapton, and a would-be assassin wounded President Reagan on this day in 1981. Expiration dates on food items can have a variety of meanings. Here's a quick rundown on what they mean. A best-if-used-by date is just a recommendation for getting the highest quality, not a safety rule. Most items are perfectly fine a few days after that date. The sell-by date is used by retailers for inventory purposes. An item past the sell-by date is by no means expired, and you'll occasionally see a guaranteed fresh-by date. Again, it's just a recommendation for an item's peak quality. Item dates rarely reflect an item's safety or edibility. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Join the Jeep Celebration and Ram Truck Month at Twin Rivers in Beatrice. Find the new Jeep Cherokee or discover a new Ram 1500 today. Shop dozens and dozens of new vehicles ready for immediate trade. Your used vehicle trade-in has never been worth more. Check it out today. And, of course, the finance specialists are ready to help you negotiate the very best deal. New inventory's moving fast. Don't wait. Learn more at TwinRiv.com. Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court in Beatrice.
KNDY.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, one of America's favorite baseball players, has won a major honor. The Royals announced yesterday that Salvador Perez won this year's Lou Gehrig Memorial Award, which goes to the player who best showcases the giving character of baseball legend Lou Gehrig. Only one other Royal has won the Lou Gehrig Award. That would be George Brett, who was awarded the honor in 1986. According to Kevin Clark, a writer with The Ringer, Chiefs team president Mark Donovan was asked on Tuesday morning about the potential for new stadium options, to which he said, quote, the team has considered options, unquote, in the state of Kansas. Clark also reported that the Chiefs, like Arrowhead and the legacy of Lamar Hunt Stadium, that have been pitched by Kansas developers on a bunch of options. The lease for the Chiefs and the Royals with the Truman Sports Complex ends following the 2030 season. Arrowhead Stadium opened in 1972. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
The city of Lawrence is preparing for the possibility of large crowds of Jayhawk fans flooding into downtown Lawrence. According to city staff, after the Jayhawks won the 2008 NCAA Men's Basketball National Championship, an estimated crowd of more than 80,000 people came to downtown Lawrence to celebrate. Massachusetts Street, known as Mass Street, will be closed to vehicles from 6th Street to South Park Street this Saturday. If necessary, that same closure will take place for the game on Monday, April 4th. Street closures will begin at 6 a.m. on game day. Shocker softball was left empty last night after a chance at redemption against the Sooners at Marita Hines Field in Norman. The Wichita State softball program lost 10-1 to number one University of Oklahoma. Last season, the Shockers ended their record-breaking year with two devastating losses to OU in the Norman NCAA Regional. The Shockers will play their home opener and start American Athletic Conference play with a series against Tulsa starting Friday at 6 p.m. I'm Trace Tall, Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Hi, I'm Mandy Ringsdorf. We are excited about serving the local communities with the quality products you have come to depend on for all your projects. Get all your lumber and tools for your DIY projects and construction jobs at Axtell Lumber and Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
And I'm her brother, James Kroger. Together with our spouses, we are pleased to be the new owners of Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville and Axtell Lumber. From monthly doorbusters, portable sheds, rental equipment, and more, we will continue to carry what you need and more. Thank you for shopping local, and we look forward to serving you.
It's service you can always trust at Sink Gordon & Associates in Waterville and Marysville. Their experience in all matters of farm, business, and individual income tax planning and preparation, estates and trust, accounting and payroll services too. Call Chad Parker in Waterville at 363-2263 or Aaron Wright in Marysville at 562-3858. Sink Gordon & Associates, comprehensive and innovative accounting in Northeast Kansas since 1946.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders, offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
For many, rhubarb generates thoughts of spring, strawberry rhubarb pie, and family gatherings. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. The English first tried eating rhubarb in the 17th century. Unfortunately, they started with the leaves, treating it like Swiss chard. The toxic levels of oxalic acid in rhubarb leaves caused cramps, nausea, and even death. Needless to say, they gave up on the plant for several hundred years. Eventually, the Europeans found you could eat the stalks with no ill effects. They cooked the leaf stems to use in tarts, inspiring rhubarb's nickname of pie plant. Consider growing your own rhubarb in a sunny spot at the edge of the vegetable garden, back of the flower bed, or container. Rhubarb's large leaves provide the perfect backdrop for annual and perennial flowers. Select a weatherproof pot and quality potting mix when growing it in a container. Water regularly and provide winter protection as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Join the Spring Fling in Frankfort Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's the Spring Open House at the Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and C-Matter Sign Company. Merchants will be offering great spring savings. Each participating business has some hoppin' good deals. The Spring Fling is Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, 9 to 5 each day at Allstadt Gallery, Elsie Grace's, Jane and Elaine Boutique, and the C-Matter Sign Company in Frankfort.
What's 7 stories high and can hold 2 million light bulbs? May sound like the setup for a joke, but it's a real part of Sherry White's life. The story is this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Verdesian Life Sciences, providing solutions to help you get more of the nutrients you're applying. Visit VLSCI.com to learn more. Looking for an edge at planting this season? Look no further than Seed Plus Graphite from Verdesian. It's a talc and graphite solution that delivers a full nutrient and biostimulant package directly to the seed,
which helps stand establishment and tolerance to stressors like cold and drought. You can apply it like any other seed lubricant directly in the planter box. That's why we're using it this year on our own crop. Verdesian representatives are standing by to support you. Just head to VLSCI.com to connect and learn more.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
About 50 years ago, Sherry White says there was only one hot air balloon in the Houston, Texas area. Her father was fascinated and tracked down the pilot.
The man told him, why don't we try to get a lot of people together and we'll buy a balloon. 20 people each put $500 in and they formed a club, bought a hot air balloon, took turns taking lessons from this one old pilot.
Sherry has been flying hot air balloons since she was 13.
When I was in high school, my dad competed in the world championships over in York, England. And then we came back and I was 16 and had just gotten my driver's license. I thought, you know, this would really be fun. So I worked for the other local balloonist driving his truck. And when his passengers didn't show up, he'd give me my lessons for free.
She soloed at 16 and bought her first balloon at 19.
You go through the Federal Aviation Administration and you have regs. It takes about 10 hours of instruction and then a flight to 3,000 feet, a solo flight, and you have to pass a written test and an oral test. And the 10 hours is what's written in the regulations, but it really depends on your instructor, on when they feel that you're ready.
There's more testing than flying time to get a commercial license. One of her roles today is flying balloons for Touchstone Energy, highlighting the work of energy cooperatives at events nationally. Although her aircraft flies much slower than a jet, it is much larger than most.
The balloons are 77,000 cubic feet, about seven stories high. I think they can hold 2 million light bulbs.
Sherry competes in many events and flies for corporate sponsors at locations all across the nation. Traveling the countryside in Lakeway, Texas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Savannah Chestnut and the Field Hands will be at the Waterville Opera House Saturday, April 2nd, starting at 7:30. You can purchase your tickets in advance for $10, or you can purchase them for $12 at the door. Call 785-363-2515 to purchase your tickets through the phone, or purchase them at your local Citizen State Bank or the Weaver Hotel in Waterville.
Mud is miserable, especially when it's consuming the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mud is also unhealthy for animals, so stay tuned for tips on how to manage it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
This is Stormy Fields with your weather forecast. Today calls for a high of 68 degrees with sunny skies and not a cloud in sight.
Planting windows can close fast, so when you need both speed and accuracy, choose John Deere. Our Exact Emerge planters and precision ag technologies give you precise seed placement for uniform emergence and the efficiency you need to gain ground. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Too much surface water, very little vegetation, manure, and lots of hoof traffic. This is a recipe for a muddy pasture. It's a pain for owners, unsightly for the farm, and it's no picnic for the animals either. Melissa Ferry is an Extension Small Farms Assistant Professor with Oklahoma State University. She says mud is a serious problem because it causes foot and hoof problems and creates an environment for pests and parasites to flourish. Abundant vegetation is a good mud manager, so pasture rotation is one solution.
And then also work towards building a heavy use area or a paddock with a footing material like gravel or some type of wood bark product. Something so animals can be up and dry and then manage that area. So pick the manure up on a regular basis. Pick up the wasted feed so that it doesn't continue to add to the problem.
Good drainage is very important. Inspect your runoff system and make sure rain gutters on nearby buildings aren't dumping gallons of water into the pasture. If there's a low area where water tends to collect, Ferry says to keep the animals away from it when conditions are soupy.
This is because animals walking over that area, especially heavier animals like cattle or horses, are going to compact that wet soil, and it will lead to an area that just doesn't produce well. So that should be an area in your pasture that you would try to avoid when the conditions are wet. Perhaps you could use some electric fencing of some sort to exclude animals from those areas.
You can't totally eliminate mud, but you can significantly reduce it. Find more tips for managing mud in the pasture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be thou my vision.
Sure. fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Every great sandwich should start with a great bread, which is why Mrs. Baird's puts as much care and pride into baking wholesome and delicious breads as you put into every sandwich. From toasted whole grains to natural honey and molasses, Mrs. Baird's breads are made from only the best stuff to fuel you and your family. So whether it's PB&J on whole grain white or turkey and Swiss on honey 7-grain, Mrs. Baird's has a delicious, nutritious bread to build it on. Mrs. Baird's, baking breads that taste great since 1908.
The global agricultural community is caught up in the Ukraine-Russia conflict, as you'll hear today on Farm to Fork.
O'Reilly Auto Parts knows a farmer's work is never done. We carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts, hydraulic couplings and fluid, fuel transfer pumps, filters, and more. Select stores also make custom hydraulic hoses. To learn more, go to O'ReillyAuto.com and type farm into the search bar. Shop online or in-store at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Are you looking for precision ag technology that works the way it's supposed to? How about a way to make a long planting season, harvest season, and every season in between more enjoyable? Look to Ag Leader for a technology solution that can be used across different colored machinery and in various seasons and field activities. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information. While the Russian invasion of Ukraine is a local conflict, it's a global issue for food and agriculture. Joe Glubber is with the International Food Policy Research Institute and says some countries are already implementing export bans.
Once one country put on an export ban, another big exporter would say, oh, wait a minute, prices are going up even more. I want to keep some of this rice at home rather than exporting it, so we're going to put on restrictions or whatever. And the next thing you know, you have three or four or five countries out there, major exporters, putting on bans.
Glubber says when commodity sellers start pulling back, buyers get nervous.
It does kind of create a panic buying mode where they might have been buying 3 months ahead, all of a sudden buying 5 months ahead or 6 months ahead. And all of a sudden that starts lifting a lot of prices and getting people worried about, well, where are they going to buy this?
The food versus fuel debate is on again, and Glubber thinks corn ethanol is justifiable.
Biodiesel, I think, is something different. And there we're talking about over 40% of the U.S. soybean oil production goes into biodiesel right now, you know, at $1 a gallon subsidy with heavy mandates where we see RIN prices extremely high. I know this isn't necessarily the most popular suggestion, but I think that countries should consider suspending those mandates.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a new farmer-led program called Farmers for Soil Health aims to establish near 30 million acres of cover crops by the year of 2030. As coming together, the soy, corn, and pork commodity groups are partnering with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service to improve soil health through the cover crops. As NRCS Chief Gary Crosby says, the effort helps fulfill consumer demand for environmentally sustainable products.
We've been working with a lot of these different organizations for years, but we've never had an opportunity to bring them all together. And we're talking about leaders from the United Soybean Board, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board. It is a great way for us to work with all three of these organizations to look at how we can help with soil health.
The commodity groups, a partnership, has helped secure near $1 million of USDA grants to support the Farmers for Soil Health initiative.
The key thing here is that this is farmer-led, and they're going to be working with their peers to talk about soil health, especially cover crops. And it also, it helps us meet our sustainability goals. We met at the Commodity Classic down in New Orleans, and we sat down and we talked about how do we do this. And I tell you what, the three presidents of these boards are outstanding, great spokesmen. And so I think that all of us working together, we're going to be able to accomplish this goal of 30 million acres by 2030.
Finally, he says the effort will help animal feed customers meet consumer desires for sustainable meat products while reducing industry-wide greenhouse gas emissions.
They want to know that it is the ingredients that are environmentally sustainable. So I think we're working with these folks and looking at how they're producing these crops, and they're doing it in a sustainable way and also in an environmental friendly way. And cover crops is one of those ways to get there. And so when we look at climate smart commodities and look at all the practices that we offer, we know that cover crop is the one that is the key to soil health.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. The all-new, all-electric Kia EV6 is here, and that's not all. Plus, the all-new 2023 Sportage has landed, expanding the hybrid and electric SUV lineup to four models. Kia continues to innovate as each is built big enough to comfortably fit your family while saving you money at the pump. Reserve yours today, and don't pay a penny over MSRP. And as always, Midwest Kia has the better way to buy. That means taking care of our local customers first, transparent pricing, and giving you fair value for your trade up front. Plus, all new Kias come with a market-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. At Midwest Kia, the news is electrifying. Reserve one of four new hyper-efficiency models in your name today with our simple and transparent reservation process. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for a simple, transparent, and fast car buying experience. And you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
Warranties are limited powertrain warranty.
The future of ag is Landall. Landall Company in Marysville is hiring immediately for full-time assemblers, material handlers, painters, fabrication, maintenance, and welders, offering overtime hours due to an influx in orders, with an additional 4% weekly bonus available to production employees who work their weekly required hours. Landall Company offers a stable working environment with competitive wages and full benefits, including a $2 per hour shift premium for second and third shift, health insurance including medical and prescription coverage, dental insurance, vision insurance, 401k savings program, paid time off, paid holidays, and profit sharing. Learn more at Landall.com or apply online or contact the Human Resource Department at 785-562-5381. The future of ag is Landall. Immediate full-time openings available at Landall Company in Marysville.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. With the midterm election season looming this year, an important time for advocacy for women in agriculture. Michael Clements shares why and how you can get involved.
The American Farm Bureau Federation is encouraging farm women to get involved in political advocacy as the next election cycle nears. Isabella Chisholm, chair of AFBF's Women's Leadership Committee, says there are many opportunities for women to get involved.
Some of the possibilities would be as simple as inviting a candidate out to your farm. That's always a good way to get your foot in the door. Some of the other things that I think some people often forget about is supporting a candidate that you believe in. But one of the things that I like to suggest is use your comfortable space. I know that there are some women that are more comfortable in a classroom with young children. And so something that they could do would be to invite a candidate to read one of our agriculture books in a classroom.
Farm Bureau has many resources available to help members get started.
The Farm Bureau Women's Leadership Committee came out with an advocacy and action calendar that reminds us to keep advocacy in front of us every month of the year. The other thing that anyone can use is go to fbadvocacy.org, and there are many other tools and ideas there as well.
She says it's critically important for farmers and ranchers, particularly women, to be involved in political advocacy.
If we're not going to be involved in it, others are, and then we're going to have to live with the results of that. And women in particular, I believe, bring a balance to the conversation, and that's critical today. Women need to use their natural skills of inclusion and collaborative skills to bring the sides together.
Learn more at fbadvocacy.org. Michael Clements, Washington.
That is an Ag Business Update. More Ag News online at agview.net. reliable, and relevant. For AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, if you're seeking a dependable herd bull with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and great traits, call Lewin Berger. He has 30 head of Angus and Sim-Angus yearling, 2-year-olds for immediate pickup or delivery. Featuring calving ease, these are right for expanding or replacing your herd bull. Call Lewin Berger at Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647.
Animal welfare is a human responsibility, from housing to feeding to disease prevention and humanely handling compromised animals, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
It's planting season. Race against the clock season. Mistakes can't happen season. And no one helps you face it all like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that gets you in and out of the field faster. That makes your spacing and depth more accurate. And that gives you the confidence that this season will be your best season. See what you have to gain at johndeere.com/gainground.
There's no need to compromise on your seed decision. At Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct, we say no to zone pricing and yes to transparency, so your bottom line doesn't have to take a hit. Head to fbn.com/plant to find out how our seed lineup can help you save big on the diverse genetics your farm needs. Farmers Business Network and FBN Direct. Quality seed, honest prices, no compromise. Visit fbn.com/plant.
Work hard to ensure their animals are properly cared for through all stages of production. Despite their best efforts, some animals will become injured or sick, and decisions must be made. Greg Hanselcheck is a bovine veterinarian at Kansas State University. He says cattle are masters at hiding disease. They mingle with the herd to hide themselves, so it takes some keen observation to determine which animals need intervention. When you find them, consult with your veterinarian for treatment and have a hospital or sick pen ready.
Particularly animals that are down, that can't get up, that are ambulatory, whether it's an injury or a dystocia or whatever, it's important that producers understand that we can house them. It's important that they're on soft but secure footing, that fresh feed and especially water is hauled to those animals every day. And it's important, once that they absolutely need our care, that we're providing the care that they absolutely need.
Do what you can to minimize their discomfort. If they're not getting better, you may have to make a tough decision.
For me, and I think a lot of practitioners, is if that animal is not eating or drinking for a day to 2 days at the longest, then it's probably time to think about humanely euthanizing those animals to prevent any further suffering for them.
Hanselcheck urges every livestock owner to take part in livestock quality assurance programs. They will help with decision-making, early detection of problems, and addressing those problems in a timely manner. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on handling compromised animals at agriculture.com.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by Agritat. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, a new farmer-led program called Farmers for Soil Health aims to establish near 30 million acres of cover crops by the year of 2030. As coming together, the soy, corn, and pork commodity groups are partnering with USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service to improve soil health through the cover crops. As NRCS Chief Terry Crosby says, the effort helps fulfill consumer demand for environmentally sustainable products.
We've been working with a lot of these different organizations for years, but we've never had an opportunity to bring them all together. And we're talking about leaders from the United Soybean Board, the National Corn Growers Association, and the National Pork Board. It is a great way for us to work with all three of these organizations to look at how we can help with soil health.
The commodity groups, a partnership, has helped secure near $1 million of USDA grants to support the Farmers for Soil Health initiative.
The key thing here is that this is farmer-led, and they're going to be working with their peers to talk about soil health, especially cover crops, And it also helps us meet our sustainability goals. We met at the commodity class of kind of New Orleans, and we sat down and we talked about how do we do this. And I tell you what, the three presidents of these boards are outstanding, great spokesmen. And so I think that all of us working together, we're going to be able to accomplish this goal of 30 million acres by 2030.
Finally, he says the effort will help animal feed customers meet consumer desires for sustainable meat products while reducing industry-wide greenhouse gas emissions.
They want to know that it is the ingredients that are environmentally sustainable. So I think we're working with these folks and looking at how they're producing these crops, and they're doing it in a sustainable way and also an environmental friendly way. And cover crops is one of those ways to get there. And so when we look at climate smart commodities and look at all the practices that we offer, we know that cover crop is the one that is the key to soil health.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Truck month at Rusty Ecord. F-150s, Super Duties, Rangers, and more. Drive home the truck you want or need today. Or order your truck from Rusty Ecord under MSRP while locking in your incentives, saving you thousands. Only Rusty Ecord will get you the new Ford truck you're looking for under MSRP when you order today. Yes, you heard it right. We will order your new Ford truck under MSRP, saving you thousands. Or drive home today with zero down and financing as low as 0%. Only at Rusty Ecord. Pricing under MSRP. $0 down. 0% APR. And finance options for everyone. It's Ford Truck Month only at Rusty Ecord. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEcord.com. Offers valid on the group words made by 4-4-2-8-8-8. If your credit is taxed, please not qualify. Limited term financing, support, limited credit. Here, the same APR for 36 months and 2778 per month for 1,000 finance. Offer a BPC dealer offers.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
KNDY.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.